Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Josh Hicks and I talk with the publisher and president of the Reno Gazette-Journal, John Maher. And plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Mary Lau, John Galtney, and Michael Hackett. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Is a true Nevada experience.
I love designer jeans.
Mama, please let your kids grow up to be cowboys. Saddle up for 10 action-packed nights of family fun and mayhem. Kicking off June 14th, starting with Bulls, Bulls, and Nothing But Bulls. As Extreme Bulls kicks off 10 nights of bulldaciousness. Get your tickets today. Call or log on to RenoRodeo.com.
It's for the kids. Let them dream.
Come on down to the Reno Rodeo.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome to the program for the first time, John Maher. He is the president and publisher of the Reno Gazette-Journal. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thanks for having me, Sam. Glad to be here.
Well, you know, your industry has been through so many changes, and television and radio are following along with all those changes as we go. Probably one of the most significant things that people are talking about is the fact that if people want to go online now after a certain amount of articles, they have to pay. What's been the response to this?
The response has been really good. We've certainly had some folks that we've chatted with to kind of bring them along and help them understand what our position is in the marketplace.
And how do you put that?
When I speak with them?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all in all, we have gone to market digitally. You know, for years and years, we've had a print product in the marketplace that's a paid product. We've also certainly had a mixture in our portfolio of free distribution products. An example of that today would be Buyer's Edge, which is a product that we mail to 130,000 plus households, and then it also goes in the newspaper. So you've got a mix of products. The flagship product for all the years has largely been the Reno Gazette-Journal, which has been a paid product. And early on in the online cycle and development of digital, the newspaper industry, and really all industry, went to a free model distribution, looking to drive volume and then leverage audience size over time. And that's certainly an opportunity for us, and we are continuing to do that. But at the same time, you have to mix in the ability to deliver revenue on the circulation, on the subscription side for those assets, because the amount of work that we do to produce them is the same as it ever was.
And the bottom line is the bottom line, which is that you can't continue to give away a product that's costing you money at a time when revenues for the regular paper have been dropping steadily, as they have with all kinds of advertising.
And it's a mix. I mean, the revenue performance across the portfolio is mixed. Some areas were up, some areas were down. All in all, we have to be able to deliver new revenue streams to maintain a sustainable business model so that we can deliver for the community in the ways that we need to.
I understand that Gannett was the one who made the decision about charging for the Gazette Journal and did so in some other markets too.
Yeah.
Is that the case? And if so, why was Reno picked as one of the markets to start charging?
Gannett is rolling this out nationwide, so across all the local print properties, newspaper properties, and it's, you know, funky to even talk about that anymore, but the newspaper properties will have, are rolling out a paid model. We are in what is ultimately the third wave of that for Gannett, and there'll be successive waves following after us. And whether it's Gannett that has said, you know, let's do this across the country, I believe this is the imperative of our time. I've been talking with people about that for a long time. In fact, developed a strategic plan a couple of years ago to do almost exactly what we're doing here, because I think it's absolutely important.
Has the advertising world stabilized for the newspaper industry?
It's sort of steady. Right now, the biggest issue is the economy. More than any other thing. You know, there's secular change and there's cyclical change, right? Secular change is changing habits and buying behaviors and reading behaviors and all those kinds of things. And then there's the cyclical elements, which, you know, is economic, largely driven by the recent recession and the pressures that we've got today.
All right, but do you think that we've hit bottom and we're starting to come up?
In which phase?
Well, in terms of advertising for the newspaper per se, whether it be the online version or whether it be the print version, do you think that you've reached a point? Because we've seen every major newspaper in the country, from the New York Times on down, have to reduce their newsroom staffs, to reduce staff
and
across
we've done
the
that
board.
As well.
Everybody's had to do it.
Yeah.
Do you think we've hit the bottom and we're starting to come back up to where you're looking to say, okay, we can now start expanding? Because I'm seeing in other industries that's the case.
Yeah, and we're currently recruiting for reporter positions. We've got a new editor coming online the next month, so we're trying to reposition our staff.
Hang on, a new editor?
Yeah.
Mr. Love is leaving?
No, not an executive editor.
Oh, okay.
A new
I thought you were going to bring some news here on the program.
No. Mr. Love is here.
Good.
But we're rearranging, you know, we're reconfiguring who we are in the marketplace to be successful in a digital age. And the great irony is here we are, you know, years and years into the digital age, but you have to do that. And when I talk with our staff, it's largely, you know, based on the decision that we've made to implement a full access subscription. This isn't the point at which we've said, okay, now we're going to plant foot on the ground and start moving forward. This is pushing off from the dock. And we're doing that in our business, and our clients are doing that across the board. There's a fundamental retrenchment going on and a reconfiguring going on in business in general, whether it's in the media business, whether it's in the finance business, insurance, travel, everything is constantly in flux.
While you're in this kind of transition phase, there's still a lot of media outlets that are not charging.
Mm-hmm.
The other Vegas papers are not charging.
Yet.
USA Today.
Yet.
USA Today, which is a Gannett company, is not charging.
Correct.
How do you stay competitive with those kind of other outlets at this point while you're the one who's charging?
I mean, I think that it's up to us to make sure that we deliver the news and information that our community wants and needs. And we have, we're looking hard at how we serve the market. And if we do that well, ultimately we'll be successful.
All right, let's take a break. Well, more with John Maher when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
Before Wall Street gave him $200,000 in campaign cash, before he voted to let bank CEOs take millions in taxpayer-funded bonuses, Dean Heller was a stockbroker. No wonder he voted against Wall Street reform, against holding the big banks accountable. Heller even voted to risk your Social Security here in the stock market. Dean Heller. He votes like he still works for Wall Street, and that's bad for you. Patriot Majority USA is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts, so you can succeed, so you can plan, so you can dream. And always remember, press on.
When it comes to state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources, like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shadd.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with John Maher. He is the president and publisher of the Reno Gazette Journal.
John, I suppose one of the advantages of going online is you can really track what your most popular stories are and what people are reading. What have been some of the big stories in the last, for 2012 so far?
2012, the biggest one that we've had since I've been here has been the air races, which is obviously last September. That was a situation where it happened, you know, in the evening, and it was a really interesting representation of what it means to be in the media business today. Years ago, once every 24-hour news cycle. So we had a deadline, we cut off, and we moved, and we produced the product, and we distributed it. And now we are on a 24/7 cycle, and that was a great representative of it. In that evening, after the crash, if you took I don't remember the math in my head, but I did the math at the time. And if you took every page of the Reno Gazette Journal from that day, and you multiplied it by the number of readers that we have, and that was our readership in print for that one day. We delivered that evening, and that's really it's a great indicator of the challenge that we face today. We, in effect, if you go back years ago, we produced an additional publishing day in an evening based on the amount of work that we did in covering the news and the amount of readership that we had digitally. And so the question ultimately comes back to how do you make that work financially for the company? Because that is the model now, and that's really the move to full access is absolutely in support of that. Because if you think about that kind of a news cycle and that kind of a breadth and depth of consumer use, there's no possible way, you wouldn't want to sell against it, right? From an advertising perspective, you can't do that. And the other thing is the time cycle just isn't conducive to it either. Yet you have to be able to support the organization that can deliver in that phase.
One of the interesting things, too, is with the Collin Ranch fire, we suffered at our house from, my daughters, who live in different parts of the United States, were able to track whether our house had burned or not by going to the RGJ's website and checking out photographs, because you had everything listed. And that really was a phenomenal job. And they were able to report back to us, who were evacuated, that, yes, your house is still standing.
Thank you for that. And when you consider the full access subscription up against that, when we have mission-driven news stories like that where we have to deliver for the community, that will obviously be available.
What do you do as far as the generational gap? Because we were talking at lunch the other day, you know, my granddaughter, who's just about to hit 15, has never picked up a newspaper in her life. But with her smartphone, she's all over the news and probably knows more about the news than I did at her age.
Yeah, and absolutely that comes back to, you know, how we're distributed now 24/7 on multiple platforms. We need to be able to address that generational that generational gap. And what's really even more fascinating is the number of older folks who are digitally connected and engaged. And it's funny because oftentimes folks will say, well, you know, I don't like to use the internet. And then the more that you talk with them, you find out that well, I got that email from you. And then they start, you know, it's a really great conversation.
John, you talked earlier about having a new editor coming on board. We've got obviously a lot of big news coming up. The election's coming up. The legislative session in 2013. What's on tap for who's going to be covering those issues? You've got a good team here, but you've also lost some talent to some of your competitors. So what's coming for us?
In that phase, you know, we'll deliver across the enterprise. It's political news, election cycles, and those kinds of things touch every phase of our operation. So whether it's community news, whether it's about the election cycle itself, it'll be an all hands on deck effort across the staff.
Has it surprised you at how long it has taken the newspaper industry in general to come to the point where Gannett is now? You know, you saw the Wall Street Journal pretty much have a pay model from day one.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. And there's been a lot of talk about it over the years. And the challenge has always been, well, if we go to that model and other people don't go to that model, what's going to happen? And I think that it is an inevitability, and I think everyone in the industry has known that for a long time. And the situation, you know, became such that it was, in our estimation, the time to go.
You know, we saw term limits of the legislature, and a lot of people were very concerned that you had all this institutional knowledge at the legislature that was now going to be gone, and that would change the way that things were dealt with at the legislature. You've seen the same thing happen in the newspaper industry, not just at your paper, but again, across the country. How does the loss, in some cases, of institutional knowledge help or hurt the paper?
It's a challenge for us. I mean, you need to have people who are engaged and who understand the market. If we don't understand the market and understand the needs of our constituency and then deliver against that, we can't possibly be successful. So it's absolutely a balancing act. We still have you know, a number of folks who have been here for a long time. Marilyn Newton, who's been here for a while, and a number of reporters as well. And so we've got, I think, a solid mix of institutional knowledge and up-and-comers. Brian Dugan is a fellow who we added to our staff somewhere around a year ago, and I think he's just done tremendous work for us. So if you look at, you know, the folks that we've had on board for a long time and the folks that we've been able to bring in, I think we're well positioned to serve the community.
And we appreciate having Ray Hager on this program on a regular basis. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it, and we'll continue to track the progress as this develops.
Good stuff.
Thanks for being here. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
The Reno Rodeo is a true Nevada experience.
I love designers and jeans.
Mama, please let your kids grow up to be cowboys. Saddle up for 10 action-packed nights of family fun and mayhem. Kicking off June 14th, starting with Bulls, Bulls, and Nothing But Bulls. As Extreme Bulls kicks off 10 nights of bulldaciousness, get your tickets today. Call or log on to RenoRodeo.com.
It's for the kids. Let them dream.
Come on down to the Reno Rodeo.
Car accidents can turn your life upside down, and dealing with the insurance adjuster on your own can add insult to injury. I'm Herb Santos Jr. If you have questions regarding your rights, call me for a free personal consultation. In my office, I help injured people. I work for you.
The great tent event is here at Internet Auto Rent and Sales. With over 500 pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, this is the largest pre-owned vehicle sale in our history. Need financing? We have on-the-spot financing with lenders competing for your business. $29 down delivers with rates as low as 1.55% and discounts up to $10,000 off original MSRP. Got a trade? Get $4,000 push, pull, or drag. It's the great tent event going on now only at Internet Auto Rent and Sales.
KRNB News 4 is proud to be a sponsor of this year's Reno Rodeo, the wildest, richest rodeo in the West. The rodeo comes to town June 14th through the 23rd and is fun for the whole family. 10 nights of the greatest extreme sport on dirt. Buy a ticket to the Reno Rodeo and proceeds go back to children with extraordinary needs through the Reno Rodeo Foundation. It's the most fun you can have with your boots on, partner. So round up the posse and head to the Reno Rodeo and get your cowboy on.
Come to an Ethan Allen Design Center today and find more than just great styles. You'll also find great value in our free design service and in free local delivery. Plus, shop the June sale and get 10% savings or 48-month financing.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, John Galtney is here, President Emeritus of Truckee Meadows Community College. Pleasure to have you on the program. Mary Lau, President and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. And Michael Hackett, Vice President of All Risk Consulting.
Good morning.
In probably one of the most bizarre headlines that came out on May 31st, a new Hispanic coalition in Nevada called Obama the most anti-immigrant president in U.S. history. Fast forward just a couple of weeks, and of course, Nevada Hispanic rejoice at Obama's new policy on deportations. It's kind of interesting. I was watching Fox News Sunday yesterday, and Bill Kristol, who one might have thought would be anti this, said, it's about time.
Oh, it probably is about time. I'm not real happy with this, but I'm not...
Why?
Well, why am I not happy with it? I'd rather have seen something legislatively that made sense that would be ongoing rather than a stopgap fashion of this kind.
In an election year?
Well, I'd rather have seen it 3 years ago. I'd rather have seen it 2 years ago. In an election year, maybe this is the best you can come up with. We have a substantial Hispanic population here in Nevada, and I think it's a fair situation.
Mary, your thoughts on this, because the last time somebody seriously tried to get immigration reform going was actually President George W. Bush, who was working with Senator Reid and John McCain at the time, and it all fell apart because Senator McCain wanted to run for president, and the blowback to him was just too great. A lot of people are saying that, you know, comprehensive immigration reform is not the way to go because you can do small things like this, and maybe that's the way to do it piecemeal, or would you rather see what Reagan signed off on in 86, which was comprehensive immigration reform?
Well, actually, I'm done with the whole subject because it's, again, the government screwing up, and that's the one thing that government does best. People are trapped here for no reason at all. I mean, the routine that says my mother was illegal but I'm legal is a joke, and part of the reason you brought at President Reagan. Part of the reason the government did that is they were so damn behind on their own work and they weren't processing people properly. And we have this assumption that everybody comes here wants to be a citizen, and they don't. You know, so...
And that's been proven by this recession.
That's absolutely been proven by it. And there is absolute... It's ridiculous that we're having this. And this is really not an Obama slam, but it's going to sound like it. That was one of the first things you were going to deal with was immigration. You made that promise during the time, and that's when you had the ability to do it. So why didn't you do it? Because as much as people hate it, I'm sorry, but something has to be done about this instead of constantly making these people pawns in elections. I mean, my sister-in-law is immigrated from Mexico, and it took about 6 months. She handled it properly, you know, whatever the word properly. She managed to get a good attorney. And when her and my brother married, she came into this country, and she's stellar. And these people are just being used as political pawns as opposed to the government handling things properly.
It's interesting. Because immigration, it's been a net decrease of Hispanic workers going back to Mexico and other Latin American countries just because of the job situation.
Yeah, exactly. That's been the reason. It has, like, kind of like what Mary just said, not everyone who comes here from another country is looking for citizenship, and the economy has borne that out by the fact that when the jobs disappear, so do those people who would come here to take advantage of those jobs.
Yeah, and it's not, I mean, our immigration is not just Mexicans.
Right.
I mean, that seems
Absolutely.
To be the Latino community is the big discussion item because of the voting and stuff like this. But we have people just come here and go to school.
Yeah.
And our immigration policies should care for that, and it should cover that. We should have a work card here. We should have an exchange card. I mean, if you go into a foreign country, you go in as an American citizen, and you take the necessary steps to work there.
And I think that's the unfortunate part about where this dialogue has gone on immigration, exactly
it's
what you said.
It's
all
now.
About Mexicans. It has nothing to do with any other nationality that is trying to come to this country.
How about, they're not votes, they're people.
Yeah, and it's not just a political issue. You brought out the point that George Bush actually had a fairly sane plan. Mm-hmm. They got side-railed because of the politics of the time. Something needs to be done that makes sense in the long run.
And George W. Bush had a lot of experience dealing with it as governor of Texas,
right.
And his brother Jeb Bush, just in an interview a week or so ago, was saying the same thing, that the party has shifted way too far to the right and that there needs to be some middle ground here. But here on the flip side, whoever is elected president in November, wouldn't next year be a good time to really look at this? Because on the enforcement side, this Hispanic group that was complaining about Obama is right that Obama has been extremely tough in terms of border control and deportations.
Mm-hmm.
So isn't that a point where you can say, okay, we've done all the things that people who are anti us doing any kind of reform, we've done everything they've asked for, we've tightened up the border, we've done the best we can. Isn't that the best time to actually try and shoot for some kind of reform?
Well, there's nothing wrong with Border Patrol. It's appropriate. And
not
I tell you what, again, foreign countries, you go into foreign countries, they have Border Patrol. Well, good luck. I mean, France itself has some of the biggest immigration problems out there.
Right.
We're almost behind times with that. But you do take all your necessary steps and you do that. But get some efficiency in government, too, while we're at it. And help these people through the process and stuff. And decriminalize everything that's going on and depoliticize it. Good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck with the depoliticizing.
Yeah, and I mean, it's almost like anybody now that proposes anything, it is so obviously playing to the crowd, and
right.
Aren't I wonderful, because I'm going to hand you this little piecemeal thing is almost insulting.
And all you had to do was look at Romney on the news yesterday morning. I forget which station he was on, but he would not address this issue because it's very close to what the Republicans are offering, what Rubio is offering in terms of their alternative to the DREAM Act. I mean, it's basically what they're putting together.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you all very much. I thought you would get interest in this topic. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Evergreen Carpet Care is the leader for Northern Nevada carpet cleaning services. And here's another satisfied customer to tell you why.
My name's Christina Squat. I'm the property manager at Sawmill Heights Apartments. We use Evergreen Carpet Care because they provide the best service. I've shopped around and looked at other carpet cleaning companies, and they just really clean the carpets the best. They're professional, on time, and they're great to work with.
For the ultimate in carpet cleaning and more, it's forever Evergreen.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
Why are people smiling all over the city of Reno? It's because they've discovered all of Absolute Dental's incredible savings for adults and kids, like free whitenings, $1,500 off braces, all your wisdom teeth removed for just $999, and lots more. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. Plus, our new patients can still get a free Nintendo Wii or Nintendo DS. Now that's something to smile about. So make an appointment right now, even on Saturdays, or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
Attention mothers and fathers of children with birth defects. The antidepressant drug Zoloft has been linked to heart, brain, and spine damage and many other horrible birth defects in newborns.
I'm attorney Bob Goldwater. If this has happened to you or a loved one, call us right now. You may be entitled to financial compensation.
If you took Zoloft while you were pregnant and your child was born with a birth defect,
call 1-800-861-2641. That's 1-800-861-2641.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On our next broadcast, the former Attorney General of the great state of Nevada, Frankie Sue Del Papa. We'll see you then. Thanks for watching and listening.